who has committed no murder with his thoughts, words, and actions. Rather, he was murdered that we might live. Jesus is the true son of Abraham, the one who would bless all nations by taking our salvation into his hands and giving to us his righteousness. Jesus is the true son of David, the King of Kings, who remained perfectly obedient to his Father and yet became a curse for us by hanging from a tree. Throughout the Advent season, we've read a lot from Psalm 146, and Psalm 146 reminds us, "Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that day, his plans perish." But Jesus is both the Son of Man and the Son of God, the Prince of Peace. And when his breath departed, God's plan of salvation was complete. God and sinners reconciled. Because of the gift of his Son, God reveals to us in a shocking twist that he is in fact our Father, who loves us, forgives us, and gives us the right to become children of God. God adopts you and makes you part of his eternal family. Through your baptism into Jesus, what God said to Jesus at his baptism, God now says to you in yours, "This is my son. This is my daughter, with whom I am well pleased." Through faith in Jesus Christ, the Christ child in the manger, you are not a fatherless child. You do not have an absentee father. And though you don't, and I don't deserve it, you have a perfect relationship with your Father, who has given up his only begotten Son for you, and who will always love you and care for you and shield for you with his presence, just like a good father should do. Amen. Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word made flesh. Father, may we never lose the wonder that in this birth of a child, he was both Son of Man and Son of God, and that he loved us so much, he came and put that on him and ultimately led his life to death on the cross so that we might have eternal life with you in heaven. Father, may your word take root in our heart this holiday season. May we celebrate and make much of your Son, Jesus. Amen.